Okay, it is September 18th, Friday. Let's go ahead and do this. Hope you guys had a great week. So as per usual, housing market update information, and then I'll just kind of give you guys a quick review on my week and then something educational at the end. Let's go ahead and get started. So let's first start with rent collection. I thought this was really interesting. So survey of more than 11 million units done by the National Multifamily Housing Council. And so numbers for September showed that 76.4% of apartment households made full or partial rent, and then 4.7% lower compared to last month of August. That represents 552,796 units. That's a lot of units, a lot of families that have dropped off. In August, you're looking at 79.3%, a collection percentage. And that's, again, that's apartment households who made full or partial rent payment. You know, I'd be really curious to see the number. Who are the people who made full payments as opposed to just partial payments, right? Because partial means it could be half, it could be 20%, it could be anything. Here's what's really interesting as well. Permits for future home building dropped 0.9% to a rate of 1.47 million units in the month of August. So keep in mind, that's not 1.47 million units in August alone. You're talking about the annual rate, right? So the permits for future home building, right? I want to emphasize that future home building dropped 0.9% to a rate, right? So the annual rate is now for completion of this year, 2020, is at 1.47 million. It was obviously a higher number prior to the number dropping. Single family house building permits increased by 6%. So construction is going up for the single family housing market. Let's look at multifamily. So multifamily permits decreased for building by 14.2%. to an annual rate of 434,000 units this year, which, I mean, it's still really high. If you're looking at historically speaking, I think we first broke the record for apartments built, I think in 2016 or 17, it was one of those years. And I think they completed like 390 something thousand units. And it's crazy how the permits have decreased 14.2% to an annual rate of 434,000. And that annual rate still crushes a lot of the years, right, in the last 20 years that we had. So a huge spike in multifamily. I mean, I know where I live in Naperville, Warrenville, Illinois area. Just sat lunch with one of my really good friends, Jason, who's a property manager, manages thousands and thousands of units. They're building a 364 unit Class A apartment complex, literally probably 15 second drive from where I live. And I live in a Class A apartment complex as well. I know, big shock. I actually prefer renting compared to buying. Used to live in a four bedroom house, switched over to renting, like it way more. Fiscally actually makes more sense for me as well. But they're also building a 400 unit complex literally right across the highway. So they're building 700 units in my area, which is crazy, you know, close to 800 actually. So multifamily permits nationwide decreased 14.2%. Annual rate, 434,000 again, which is still amazing. Let's look at mortgage rates. So this is data from last week, September 7th through September 11th. I'll get you guys the data for this week, I believe in the next weekly update, which will be the 25th, I believe. So mortgage rates, so the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage is now at an all-time low. Congratulations on Mortgage Bankers Association on a new record. It's now at 2.86%. You're looking at the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage. That's dropping an average of 0.8 points from 2.93, which was the rate a week prior, which I believe was the number that we counted last week on the 11th. So 2.93% was last week. This week is 2.86%, which again is a new record. Average 15-year fixed rate mortgage, average 2.37. That is ridiculous. The average 15-year fixed rate mortgage, again, is 2.37%. I did not have a typo. That is not a slip. That is a real number. Okay. So let's go ahead and I'll give you guys kind of a review of what I did this week. This week was great. You know, another productive week. You know, I've been switching up my schedules, experimenting with different diets and different sleeping patterns, and just trying to figure out what the optimum level is for me. Tim Ferriss, you know, a lot of his material has helped me out a lot. You know, I read a couple of books on sleep. You know, and I used to be the guy, you know, I used to be the guy that prided himself in only getting 5-6 hours of sleep. But, you know, for me to be optimal, I'm starting to see that 7 is a better ideal number for me. We're doing a couple of marketing pushes. You know, we released our real estate course, Deal Closer Challenge. you know, check that out at thequackbrothers.com. You know, we're doing a couple of big marketing pushes for books, and we filmed some new ads. And, you know, so if you haven't gotten the book yet, which if you're a weekly follower, you probably have it. Go to 0to75units.com. That's the number 0to75units.com. The book is free. All you got to do is just pay for shipping. You know, I just want it in the hands of as many people as possible, because I want to see people win. You know, I want to see people succeed. I want to see people duplicate what I've done in the world of real estate and be able to enjoy the things that I enjoy in life today because of what I did, because of the fruits of my labor. So go ahead and check those things out. It was a great week. I'm actually headed to Dallas, literally getting on a plane in 3 hours. I got a little men's retreat with my friend Andy. That's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to that, to talking and just spending some time with some guys, play football, of course. And part of me is checking out Dallas for another reason, potentially to move there. I live in Chicagoland area, just did my taxes a couple of nights ago. Wow. The differences of what it would be if I moved to a state like Texas or even Tennessee or Florida. You know, I'm looking at any of those three states. Drastic difference. Okay, enough about me. Let's go ahead and go on to the educational component. I got a quote for you guys this week. It's a quote by Bruce Lee. And the quote is, "I do not fear the man who knows 1,000 kicks. I fear the man who knows one kick, but he's practiced it 1,000 times. Man, how true is that? And I relate it to real estate. You know, I use that quote when I teach real estate a lot, because it's a lot like analyzing deals. You know, you got to have repetition. You got to have reps. You know, think about the basketball player, Kobe Bryant, you know, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. You know, he was infamous for not leaving the gym until he made, you know, 800 shots, you know, 1,000 shots, 500 shots. And, you know, one would think, like, well, Kobe, you shot the ball already thousands of times. Why do you need to do it? You know, most basketball players wouldn't do that. But what made Kobe Bryant so great is, you know, he had repetition. He put himself in situations where he thought he was going to be during the games. And that's kind of what you have to do as a real estate investor. You know, you have to make up scenarios, potential deals that you could have come across your desk, potential sellers, potential personalities. And, you know, that one of the things I used to do when I was learning real estate and I was hungry, and I'm still hungry, I'm just learning different things. I used to go to LoopNet or Zillow or one of these sites, and I used to grab 5 potential deals, or I would have brokers send me listings, whatever it may be, talk to multiple different brokers. And I would analyze 3 to 5 different deals every single day. And I would just have repetition and repetition, and I would just engrave it in my mind. And people, you know, they don't see a lot of the benefits, because there's no benefits short term, but it's only when you do it every single day when you really start becoming crisp, you know. And I don't know how many of you guys have been to an NBA game, you know, compared to a college or a high school game. But, you know, I remember being at an NBA game, you know, and I like to sit close, you know. So last time I went, you know, I sat right next to, right behind the visitor's bench. You know, the Dallas Mavericks were coming in town. I had 2 of my really close friends with me. You know, one of my buddies wanted to see Luka Doncic. So, you know, we took him. It was a great night. You know, Joel, my head of sales, was there. Melvin Johnson, who's one of my best friends, was there. And, you know, Mel is a Dallas Mavericks fan. I don't know why. But, you know, we saw, and the first thing, and we all played basketball. You know, we all played in high school, played in college. And the first thing that we all noticed was, wow, their fundamentals are so crisp. And, you know, that's what I realized. That's the difference between NBA basketball players and college basketball players is, you know, they're not any more talented. You know, they don't jump any higher. They don't shoot. And, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you do have better quality players, but the biggest difference that I saw was just the crispness in their fundamentals. You know, I mean, you can tell they do this every day. You can tell they've taken the time to master their craft. You know, they're true professionals in every sense of the word. And that's the difference between college players and NBA players, right? I mean, NBA players are not any bigger than college players. You still have 7-foot centers. You know, you still have 6'9", 6'10", 6'11" players in college. You know, most of those players don't make it, right? So it has nothing to do with size, has nothing to do with talent, has everything to do with the professionalism. So take that approach with real estate, right? See yourself as a professional, because you are. All right. Thank you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next Friday for the next weekly update for the First Deal Experience. Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Daniel Kwok here once again. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the First Deal Experience podcast. If you're wanting to do your first ever deal or scale your existing portfolio, I recently wrote a book to show you how I went from 0 to 75 rental units in just 1 year. Just head over to 0to75units.com for your copy. Again, that's 0to75units.com.